Lovely. Right, now, special guests this evening. A few weeks ago, our listeners will remember that we had Phil and... Shall I call you Daz or Darren? Daz.
Call me Darren.
It's not DJ Daz.
No.
We're not doing the personal jokes.
He's not brought his guitar, I notice.
No.
Phil from Comco, which is Community Care Options, which does wonderful work here in Bolton. And also Darren, your own group, which is Music for Confidence, which holds music sessions for people that not necessarily can play musical instruments, but just want to come and have a go.
Yeah, have some fun and, you know, experience having a go on a new instrument, whether it be drums, guitar, keyboard, singing. Brought along our fantastic volunteer, Super Duper Mags.
Let's hear it for Mags!
Right, obviously people can hear. There's a
How
lot.
How long have you been doing this job?
I've been doing it quite a few years.
Yeah.
I left to go and do something else, but I loved it so much, so I came back. The experience is just ace.
Do they behave themselves all the time?
Better than my kids.
Okay.
They do.
Right, since you were last in, Phil and Daz, you were held and you told us all about it that night. You had Comco's Got Talent, which was an evening of karaoke style talent for everybody. I won't do Mary Green in person.
No, go on, do it. You're here now.
No, because I've not prompted myself.
Do your friend Dibble on.
So you brought along tonight the winners from that evening. We've got Jimmy. Yeah. Say hello. Hello. There you go.
Hello.
Thank you. Gareth.
Hello.
Paul.
Hello.
And of course Mags is there sat with David. So if you're looking on the webcam then you can see we've got a full house tonight, and hopefully we'll be able to hear from some of the winners later. But Phil, it was a very successful evening, wasn't it?
It was great, yeah. We had nine contestants,
we had
nine contestants, and there was plenty of people in the audience. We were really pleased with it. It was a great night.
And this was like a celebration, really, because you do these events every month, don't you? Is it the first Tuesday of every month?
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us the place again.
The monthly social nights, the first Tuesday every month at the Railway Club on Green Lane. And they do a great job for us. They're very welcoming. So people can just come along on a Tuesday night. It's designed for people with disabilities and mental health problems. It's a great venue. There's plenty of room down there. So people can just turn up first Tuesday of every month.
And what time does that start, please?
Well, we start about 7-ish.
And go on until about 7 in the morning?
If we can, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seven in the evening.
Yeah, all right.
7 in the evening.
And Jimmy, are you a regular to these nights, Tuesday nights?
Yeah.
And what do you get to do? Do you get up and give a song?
Yeah.
Every time?
Yeah.
No one says, don't get up, Jimmy, tonight, please. No one ever says, special evenings and go and being able to let your hair down and express yourself and do things like that. Do you think that relieves yourself of things that maybe that's helping you along as well?
Well, I want to stay on it all the time anyway because it's keeping me stable.
Right.
If I could just say, James has done really, really well because he lives in his own independent flat now, and he's been there for two, three years now?
Since 2010.
Yeah,
what bus route do you live on?
Really, really well.
Yeah, anyway, the number 8 or the 22 or the 5.
No, I thought you were going to say that.
12.
Paul, you were going to give us a phone number if anyone wants to contact you.
It's Phil Schofield.
Sorry, it's
593-268.
593-268.
Yeah, or they can email me, phil.schofield@comco.org.uk.
Okay.
And Gareth is all the way over to Preston for you this evening. Back home to Preston.
Back home?
Yeah.
To Preston.
Preston. I'm mum and dad's tonight.
Oh, good.
Right.
Is that in Bolton?
In Bolton, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
You're a regular, Gareth. Shindigs, shall I call them, at the Railway Club on Green Lane. You go to the Tuesday night auctions.
Yeah, I do.
Been there a few times, haven't you?
Yeah, I do that.
First Tuesday of the month.
We should mention as well, Elaine, that both James and Gareth did the DJ course that Darren ran.
Right.
Gareth's already done his DJ spot at the social nights, and James is doing his at the November.
Event. Yeah. Darren, you step away and allow them use of your equipment, do you?
Yeah. On the course, they learned how to read the decks, the times, loading, learned about using the gear, and the end result was to put 10 tracks together and then do the disco on the social nights.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Which, DJ Smiler Gareth here has already done his slot, haven't you, Gareth?
Yeah, I've actually done
slot.
DJing course, yeah. And
mixing of the songs and everything.
And I made sure that my hands go moving, and made sure that people understand.
Yeah.
Fantastic. We'll give those numbers out between now and 10 o'clock as well.
Thank you.
And we'll retweet the pictures we've been taking. And we thank you all for being with us tonight. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.